get ready to rock with the Big Rel Music Festival Friday night, May 3rd at Four Winds Field, downtown South Bend, featuring Seether. Saliva, Fuel, Saint Azonia, and Keith Wallen of Breaking Benjamin. Tickets start at $34 and are on sale now. Text GROWL to 46862 or go to thebiggrowl.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thank you, as always, for coming along for this short little ride. Not safe for work, not safe for kids, totally uncensored. If you're the first time around here with the podcast, coming up today, we're going to learn some fascinating things, which includes some kitchen items that you can use in the bedroom to spice up your sex life a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
A ham and cheese hoagie. Yes, now we're talking.
All right, Costanza.
We'll talk about the length of your nose versus the length of your hose and whether there's a correlation between the two. We got a fella that goes in to get his dong longed, but ends up taking the doctor to court. Does pubic hair grow faster than the hair on your head?
Hey, something we've all wondered, man. We're finally going to tackle the topic today.
And then we've got a terrifying story about a man who broke his thang. But let's begin. Let's get the bad news out of the way on the podcast this week. Why do women stop having sex?
Because they've grown to resent you.
You've gotten together. You're all over each other, right? For hours every night, several nights a week. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years, and things have now died down. The crew over at AskMen.com decided to, well, let's figure this out. Let's talk to the experts on sexual intimacy and put together a list of the five main reasons why she decided she doesn't want your pecker anywhere near, on, or around her.
Even as a joke?
Even as a joke. If she's not as interested in sex anymore, well, these are the five main reasons.
Like, hey, look, I sat in gum.
Look how long my balls can be when I pull on them.
What do you mean you don't find grotesquely stretching my genitals to be hilarious?
Look, it's all smooth now. If I squeeze it from the top, they're like a balloon. Stress. Why isn't she fucking you anymore? Because of stress. This is the number one reason. When it comes to dry spells in relationship, you got things going on in your life. She's got shit going on in hers. Sometimes things don't sync up.
But I thought sex was supposed to be a stress reliever.
Well, stress also causes exhaustion, frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Emotional trauma.
Maybe. Why don't you let me pop off a nut now and then?
It's hard to fight schedules that are conflicting, but that's the time that you both take a moment and reevaluate and figure out what's important and then try to make sex a priority and make some time for it. Reasons why she's not having sex with you anymore. Taken for granted.
Ah.
What started as fire has now become routine. She's noticed that you aren't pursuing her in the same way that you did at the beginning. It would be in your best interest to make a little effort to let her know that you value her, you desire her, and she's worth setting some time aside for. That way she won't get turned off by the thought that you're just, well, expecting her to jump on your rod whenever you need it. You know, we don't call the dong the rod enough.
No, no.
There needs to be more.
Yep.
Just because you think that's what she's supposed to do does not mean that that's what she's supposed to do. Reasons why she's not sleeping with you anymore. The type, oh boy, yeah, there's a goocher coming up here in a second. No communication. Let's get that out of the way. We heard communication is the key to everything. Right? Everything your relationship is based on is communication. If you're not getting that right,
I want you to fuck me.
Right. Assumptions are a dangerous thing. You don't want to be in the midst of a 6-month dry spell and find out that she just assumed you weren't interested while you were assuming the same thing about her. Talk about it. Get it out. Let each other know what you're thinking and feeling. Now, this is a goocher, man. Reasons why she's not sleeping with you anymore. Reason number four, the type of sex.
Oh, you've been pushing for some bizarre and problematic stuff.
Obviously, this could go under the communication category, right? Just because it's fine for you doesn't mean it's working for her. Take time, get educated about the ins and the outs on how to please a lady. And then do it. When she's getting what she wants out of the bedroom, you'll be amazed at how much more often it happens.
Turns out she just wants to get it out of the way and move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. You're in luck.
Reasons why she's not sleeping with you: boredom. Oh boy, that's the most insulting one. Great sex can even turn into routine sex after a while. Changing things up and keeping things fresh is mandatory.
There's hey, look, I brought a friend.
Right. It's Bob, the butcher. Yeah, I know. The same guy that works at Costco?
Yeah.
I brought him home.
He's an expert with handling meat.
There's nothing worse than a great thing being ruined because it's become predictable. They say, here's their advice, go toy shopping together. Play games that inspire fantasies. What does that mean? Like Dungeons and Dragons? What kind of shit is that?
Like, hey, it's me, your Grubhub driver.
Get frisky in a surprising place. The only thing that's limiting you is your mind and, well, your unwillingness to explore your mutual sexual creativity.
All right, so I took from that that this is my fault.
Probably.
Got it.
Well, you can change that by bringing some kitchen items into the bedroom. That'll spice things up.
I don't need new jokes. I just need a new audience.
Whoa.
I'm going to take this same material over to the next town. It'll be huge.
They say sexual excitement has to be limited to just one or two rooms in the house. Mm-mm. One person's kitchen is... Okay, I don't want to know this. One person's kitchen is another person's sexual wonderland.
They never say that about the mudroom.
At this very moment... There are several items that you'll find in the kitchen that could add a creative spark to your intimate activities.
Oh, what's that one you're always bragging about? Your little mini whisk?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring that mini whisk out.
The KitchenAid stand mixer.
Submit to the mini whisk. All right. Here's what they've got for the kitchen. Plastic wrap. What are you going to do with plastic wrap?
Like saran wrap?
Yeah.
I don't know. Preserve my penis for later?
If you're interested in trying some light bondage, plastic wrap can do the trick. It's light and expensive, stretchy, sticky, and effective. Just don't wrap it too tightly. Sex is more challenging without a blood clot circulating through your appendages.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have parchment paper.
What about foil? Do you have some foil around here?
Hey, we're not fucking around with foil. That's too expensive.
Candle wax. Remember the candles. What? There are candles specifically made for skin use only. There are candles specifically made for use on skin, and non-colored candles work the best.
Where do you buy those at?
I don't know. Isn't the fire and the wax still the same? Try a pastry brush in the bedroom. It's not just for, you know, putting butter on...
Now I feel bad. What the fuck is a pastry brush?
It's like when you use egg whites to, you know, like on a puff pastry.
Oh.
That's how you brush it on there. Or, you know, I just use a paper towel. They say you can use it to... you got to throw all this shit out when you're done. Your pastry brush, not just for baking. You can use it to apply massage oil, lube.
I'm going to paint this lube on this brush.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Hey, how much lube are you planning on using that you're going to paint it on? I'm gonna put this fucking everywhere.
I'm like fucking Tom Sawyer painting a fence. Hey, Tom Sawyer, put the paintbrush down and come on.
I think the second that brush goes in the lube, my wife will insist it gets thrown away.
No, yeah, it should be fucking... Do you know how much that pastry brush... But no, I don't. I have no idea how much it was.
That was Rachel Ray.
Turkey baster. What? How do you use a turkey baster in the bedroom? An effective tool that can be used to seductively drip wax, oil, or lotion on your partner.
Boy, this sounds really messy.
Especially if you're into some sort of kinky culinary school role play. What? Man, you fuckers dream big.
I'm Emerald. Bam!
chocolate caramel sauce, obviously. Well, we know what that would do.
Turn on for everybody.
Things from the kitchen that can spice up your bedroom. Ice cubes. Temperature play can be fun when it comes to massages, kisses, and other activities involving the mouth. Wooden spoons. I never thought about that.
Spanking and a paddling.
Hey, that'll bring out the trauma.
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
I bet you could use a rubber spatula for that. Or hey, those spurtles I got off of Food Network.
Try a pizza cutter. They say, hear us out on this one.
Okay.
You need to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a blade involved.
Lightly rolling a pizza cutter over skin can result in sexy sensations. Just don't be an idiot and press down too hard. Okay. Chopsticks. Bring the chopsticks into the bedroom. Combine with rubber bands to create handy tools to excite someone who might just be into nipple pinches or pinches on other select parts of the body.
Combine with rubber band.
Yeah, you just kind of wrap the rubber bands around the end, pull them apart a little bit, and then you can put them on the nipple or pinch them somewhere else. Or you could just use a chip clip.
Chip clip. Hey, I got a fucking thing in our cabinet or in our cupboard in the kitchen with like 25 chip clips of varying sizes. Mm-hmm. They don't get used for shit.
No.
We never use them, but you can't throw them out because it might be a bag of chips.
Obviously, you still have the chopstick mentality with the chip clips, except, you know, hotter. Imagine walking in on your wife as she's prepping for sex and she's got chip clips on her nipples.
I'd be like, hot diggity.
I'd say, damn, this is where I need to be. All right, one doctor is making the claim that the size of the nose equals the size of the hose. This man says, the body part that most accurately suggests the size of a man's penis is the size of a man's nose. This is from a Beverly Hills surgeon. Referenced a study in Japan that backs up all the data. Much to the shock of everyone. The myth is you can tell the size of a guy's manhood by sizing up his hands or his feet, but this doctor says...
So what's considered a big nose?
I don't know.
Like, I think big nose, and I think, like, Adrian Brody, the actor, like, he's got a pretty big nose.
Right.
Guy's dick must be a mile if it's a foot.
Who was the guy that played the judge in My Cousin Vinny? Yeah, that guy. Ed, whatever his last name is.
Ed Asner?
No.
Hang on a second.
This guy drives me nuts. Ed Gwynn? Gwynn is in there somewhere. Maybe it's not Ed. What's that guy's name? The old man.
Could you describe to me the two Utes? What is a Ute?
What's that old man's name?
There's an Austin Pendleton?
No. The old guy. The judge. My Cousin Vinny.
What is a Ute?
Bailiff, Grits, Juror, JT, Jet, Guard, Clerk, Man in Town Square, Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn, there we go.
Fred Gwynn, dead or alive?
Oh, he's definitely dead. He was a million years old in My Cousin Vinny.
He was Herman Munster.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he died in 1993.
Yeah. Well, they say for those of
you... There is the Here's Your Freaking Podcast, So Smooth Trivia.
Oh, this same doctor also says if you want a longer dong... Also known as a longer donger. There's a traction device that can actually make your penis two centimeters bigger.
I'm sorry, you say a traction device?
It's made up of two rods, a silicone band, and a plastic support ring that has to be worn for a set amount of time each day. And yes, you too can have a bigger dong. Speaking of a bigger dong.
Hey, you can't go out while you're wearing it.
No.
I guess you can't roll over if you're sleeping either.
Mm-mm. A guy wanted him. He wanted a bigger tallywhacker. 40-year-old man taken to the doctor in two medical clinics. He's taken him to court, claiming that his penile enlargement procedure ended up leaving him with impotence and ED. Allegedly, the guy paid $5,400 for the procedure.
That seems a little light.
A month later, he complained to the doctor about discomfort in his donger. In an attempt to fix the... Oh, my God. In an attempt to fix the botched surgery, the guy ended up having 12 procedures done on his dick, which only made things worse. In court documents, it was revealed that some procedures used during this ordeal have been banned since 1993.
Whoa. Where are you finding people to do these?
I don't know. After a dozen surgical encounters, the man's unit was said to be deformed and was unable to be used in any sort of sexual act. Oh, go ask a German. They'll figure out a way you can use that in a sexual act. They have creative ways around everything.
You got to know if like a fifth surgery or like things ain't getting better.
Initially, the court set compensation for this man at $165,000, but ended up being reduced by 30% because the court also found that some of the dong damage was done by the patient through injections he self-injected.
Oh.
Even though he says they were prescribed by the doctor that he was suing. Jesus Christ. Never thought about it before. What grows faster, your pubic hair or the hair on your head? They say in recent
years. I guess I never really thought about it, but like you can grow your hair out, right, up top, and it'll continue to grow. At some point, your pubes will stop growing, right?
I think.
You don't see a bunch of people running around with hair dangling out of their shorts.
I think it just hit, you know, kind of like your arm hair.
Yeah.
You know, it reaches a certain point, or your leg hair. They say taking care of your nether regions has become a thing, obviously, for aesthetic reasons in recent years, and comfort and perception of hygiene. That's led some to ponder the question, does pubic hair grow faster than the hair on your head? They say that's likely because you're paying more attention to it when you're in the shower or whatever, because you can physically see it. At least most of us can.
I generally don't spend any time during the day playing with my scalp.
Oh, this is a bummer. Doctor of nursing practice, Dr. Chris, I'm not even going to bust a mante. He got the question. He confirms that the rate of growth of your pubes is the exact same as the hair on your head.
Whoa.
So another burning life question answered. All right, and then we'll wrap with this awful, terrible story. We've had multiple encounters with men who have had their penises broken because of reverse cowgirl gone wrong, right?
Dude, the first two of those stories we did on the podcast, like, you can't stop thinking about that position after that. Like, this is the most dangerous position in all of intercourse.
She goes up, it goes out, she comes down, you have a broken penis. Okay.
We've learned there's an audible pop when this happens,
yeah,
along with a crippling pain.
We totally understand why that would happen. We get it. This is what makes this story so much scarier. A 27-year-old man. Emergency surgery after he broke his dong in two places. The problem is, he wasn't getting sex stuff when it happened. He was just sleeping. The man was asleep when he rolled over in bed and somehow it broke in two places. The man did what all the rest of us would do. He waited 36 hours before he sought medical help.
That's got to be the worst start to a day of all time. And then you're like, maybe it'll get better. Maybe that didn't happen. Maybe this is just something. Maybe it'll iron itself out.
Every half hour at work, you're going into the bathroom so you can look down your pants to see if maybe it's getting better. Doctors discovered significant swelling and a blood clot characteristic of a broken penis. However, after surgery, oh my God. Surgeons repaired two fractures without complications. Now, the good news is the man sound asleep, man, and he just rolled over again, and then it broke. He was able to regain full function of his peter just 4 days after the surgery. I'm not so sure you want it just 4 days after.
Nah.
You're like, hey.
I'm going to let that shit cool down for a while.
Peter, take as much time as you need to get better. They do say that technically, while the member is boneless, the word fracture is used to describe a tear in the penis.
Oh. Hey, two places. Good for that guy. Yeah. He's got enough space to break it twice.
Yeah, so it's fun and it's easy to, you know, dismiss a broken penis because of reverse cowgirl. But, hey, we all sleep.
God, dude.
But I'm guessing to his credit, he wasn't sleeping softly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know how when you roll over...
You're kind of awake a little bit.
But you know how you roll over and that's how it got him. So, yeah. So there you go. There's the podcast for this week. Thank you, obviously, for checking it out. You can stay up to date all things JLNK by heading over to JLNKshow.com, and we will see you next Tuesday.